The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 10th. Today's word is elan, spelled E-L-A-N. The E has an acute accent rising to the right. Elan is a noun that means vigorous spirit or enthusiasm. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by James Barron. The Waldorf has long had a reputation for elegance and elan, a reputation that began when it opened in 1931 as the largest, tallest, and most expensive hotel ever built. Once upon a time, English speakers did not have elan, the word that is, we've always had the potential for vigorous spirit. We had, however, the verb elance, E-L-A-N-C-E, meaning to throw, that was used for the launching of darts, javelins, and similar weaponry. Elance is derived from the Middle French s'élancer, meaning to rush or dash, that is, to hurl oneself forth. Elance enjoyed only a short flight in English, largely falling into disuse by the mid-1800s, around which time English speakers picked up élan, another French word that traces back via the Middle French noun élan, meaning dash or rush, to s'élancer. We copied élan in form from the French, but we dispensed with the French sense of a literal rush or dash, retaining the sense of enthusiastic animation that we sometimes characterize as dash. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.